This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Want to give you some information about the 5G weapon system that's posing as a communications system. Of course, the telecommunications companies want you to think that they need all these 5G cell towers, like every 500 feet from you, all over your city and mounted on top of your apartment building, you know, every commercial building all around the city. They're just inundating you with 5G signals. They say it's to give you, high-speed bandwidth to your mobile device. And it does do that, by the way. It has that property. If you have very high energy, very high frequency wavelengths, essentially, I mean, short wavelengths, high frequency, you can carry a lot of information in that because the modulation of the electromagnetic frequency is so rapid. So you have inherently in the physics of it, you have high bandwidth. But the problem is that the high energy causes health problems. It penetrates your skull, goes right through your brain, and there it can cause ionizing radiation damage to your brain. This is why the studies are coming out now, and they have been for the last year, to say that cell tower radiation causes brain tumors, especially if you're holding your phone right up next to your head. Now, 4G and previous generations of the technology broadcast signals in a sphere, you know, in all directions. Your cell phone is sending out a signal in all directions. 5G uses phased array antenna, and those antennas direct a beam in a specific direction. What they're doing is they're concentrating the energy in a very tight beam to connect your phone to the cell tower. And what happens if your head happens to be in between your phone and the cell tower? Guess what? The beam goes right through your head. It penetrates your skull, goes right through your brain tissue, goes all the way through. It impairs your neurons and your blood and your bones and everything. And then continues on outside your head and goes to the cell tower. And with very high frequency, you know, high bandwidth, you're going to have much more damage to brain tissue using 5G devices than with anything previously used. You know, in the digital spectrum, I should say. The old analog phones had a lot of raw power. They were dangerous just because they're raw power. But when the analog phones got switched over to digital phones, the amount of power used went down dramatically, making them quite a bit safer. But now with the 5G technology focusing the beam, you're going to get that digital energy, the beam that's used to transport the digital information is going to be focused in a much tighter area, which means it's going to cause a much, much higher exposure and damage to a tighter area of tissue. So instead of your whole head being exposed, you know, it might be like 1 inch diameter being exposed. Like if you drilled a garden hose sized hole through your head, that's where the beam is going through. And all the tissue in your brain is going to be exposed at very high levels all along that path. And the same thing is true for your heart. If your heart gets in the path of that beam, or your kidneys, or maybe you have it in a pocket or a purse, so that beam is going through your reproductive organs. You want to talk about sperm failure or reproductive failure, or your ovaries and eggs being exposed and possible genetic mutations from that. What if we have a wave of birth defects all across the first world because of 5G radiation causing genetic mutations in unborn children? That's a possibility. The research hasn't been done yet, but I'm sure it will be over time, especially if babies start being born with a very high number of defects in areas that they're using 5G technology. I mean, this has happened before. Humanity has made these massive mistakes before. Even in the US, the history of thalidomide. It was a drug that was given to pregnant women, and it caused their children to be born without arms, or in some cases, legs, just missing entire body parts. You should look it up. The children of thalidomide. I think this happened in the 1970s. And of course, the drug companies said, this is perfectly safe for pregnant women. it's perfectly safe, and the FDA approved it. And all the science said, yeah, this is totally safe, no problem. Here, pregnant women, take this drug. And then, of course, their children were born without arms and legs in some cases, and it was a horror show. Did you know that that drug is still used today? Did you know it's used as a cancer treatment? Because it's so toxic to human biology, they use it to kill cancer tumors. And they were giving this to pregnant women and saying it was safe. And now they say 5G is safe. It's the same mindset, you know, when the Roman Empire said the aqueducts are safe. Don't worry about the lead in the water. That won't harm you, they said. Lead is awesome. You know, it's a soft metal, easy to hammer into shape here, which it is. But it also causes mental retardation and long-term brain damage, kidney damage, and everything else. But, you know, you look at the fall of the Roman Empire, lead had a major role to play in that. Damage everybody's brains. What is human civilization doing today? Mass poisoning of the world with 5G radiation, plus the pesticides and the mind-altering drugs, the antidepressants, the Alzheimer's drugs, you know, the glyphosate in the food supply, the fluoride in the water. You put all this together, this is a suicide. You are living through a global suicide of humanity. And if you're going to run a suicide cult on a global scale, which is what all the corporations are doing, by the way, the drug companies, the telecommunications companies, the weapons companies, you know, the energy companies that built Fukushima and everything else, they're going to run a global suicide cult. Why not have a suicide bandwidth system too, you know, that kills you more quickly while you get really high speed bandwidth so you can play your distracting video games on your mobile device, so that you don't pay attention to the massive cancer tumors growing in your unborn child. You know, you can focus on the important things like, you know, social media instead of, you know, those things that don't matter, like, I don't know, the sustainability of human civilization. So they're rolling out this telecommunications, you might call it a kill switch for humanity. It's a kill switch. And what's especially interesting about this is because the antenna are phased array directional systems, they can direct these antennas to focus beams on you. They can target you. They can locate you by your cell phone, of course, and then they can target you, and they can direct multiple cell towers to broadcast beams into your head while you sleep. This is an execution system. They can actually kill people through a coordinated beam weapon system that pretends to be a telecommunications system. And if you think the telecommunications infrastructure is not going to be used to kill people, to abuse power, and to spy on people, then you haven't been paying attention. Google was built to spy on you. And did you hear that they've been putting microphones into all the Nest devices, you know, your home temperature controller, your thermostat, Nest, owned by Google? They all have microphones in them. They've been listening and recording all your speech. This has just come out. It's all confirmed. Skype listens to your audio even when you're not on a call. Samsung TVs were caught recording video and measuring your expressions so they could determine which content you liked or disliked, and then sell your information to marketing companies. You know, your mobile device running a Facebook app listens to you, records your speech, transcodes it into text, and then uses that to spy on you and to psychologically profile you. Every technology is used against humanity. Why would a telecommunications 5G technology be the one exception in the history of the world? I mean, everything. TVs have been used to indoctrinate and brainwash people. You know, nuclear energy has been used to bomb and murder people. Every technology is used by the evil government to enslave and control and surveil humanity. 5G is no different. They're going to use it to spy on you. And by the way, guess what they can do with the very high bandwidth of 5G? They can real-time monitor all your cell phone video. Because the bandwidth is so immense, instead of just taking pictures through your cell phone surreptitiously, spying on you through the photos, they could just turn on your cell phone and have 24/7 video of both of your cell phone cameras. Most people have a camera on the front and on the display side, you know, so you can switch from selfie view to the normal view. Under 5G, they can have real-time video of your camera from both cameras simultaneously 24/7. So you are carrying around a spy device, spying on you, seeing what you see, watching you, you know, get undressed to take a shower, watching you in your own private home, watching you have sex or whatever you do in the privacy of your own home. It's all going to be on video. And the way they're going to use that is when those people, the young people today who are all carrying these devices, when they get older and they become Supreme Court justices or members of Congress or a senator, all that footage is going to be used to blackmail them so that the deep state controls them. Oh, look, we have video of you doing whatever, fill in the blank, something in the privacy of your home, something you weren't supposed to do, something that would embarrass you. That's what it's all about, to expose you and shame you, blackmail you, control you. They're gathering all that video evidence, starting with 5G. Every 5G device is a spy device. And if you carry a 5G device, you're working for the deep state to gather intel on you, to spy on you. You are blackmailing yourself, and you're getting cancer in the process, by the way. So that's what 5G is all about. It's a weapon system. It's a surveillance system. It's a political execution system. You know, it's a surreptitious, covert video recording system. And it all pretends to be a communication system to allow you to use Facebook more easily and Snapchat. Oh, what a convenience. You can watch YouTube videos now in real time without, you know, delays because you have all this amazing bandwidth. While you're watching YouTube, YouTube is watching you. This is 1984, George Orwell's worst horrific nightmare. The TV, i.e. your cell phone, is watching you. And before long, it's going to be tracking your expressions and tying that to the videos you're watching and building a psychological profile, gathering evidence against you, rating everything you do on a social scoring system, tracking it back to the ads that you click and the online purchases you make and your bank account activity, your academic activity, whether you're compliant with your vaccines, whether you're taking psychiatric drugs. Everything you say, everything you think, your expressions will be cataloged through the camera. Using AI analysis, they will know everything about you. You will have no freedom. Total enslavement. That's 5G. So stay informed on this because there's more to this that I haven't even been able to talk about. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides, and heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra-clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.